Everybody, welcome to the Board American English Express. I'm your host, Wanda. 早上好，各位美早的小伙伴们，欢迎大家如约走进今天的美语早班车。我是你们的主播 Wanda。那在上期的节目中呢，我们给大家分享到的呢是关于 Turkey 的英文表达。我们今天呢还是要跟大家分享到的呢是一个词，就是公牛 Bull, B-U-L-L, Bull。那了解了 Bull 是公牛的意思，小伙伴们知道 Bull in a China shop。又是什么意思呢？好了，我们今天呢就跟大家一起来分享啊关于 boon 的英文词汇以及表达。首先呢，我们要跟大家分享到的第一个呢就是我们刚刚提到的 a boon in a China shop， a boon in a China shop。 在这里我们首先要提到的一点就是 China 啊， C-H-I-N-A。 我们都知道呢 C-H-I-N-A 如果首字母大写的话，它是中国的意思，而当它如果而当它的这个首字母是小写的话，那它的意思是什么？瓷器的意思。所以呢，我们 a boon in a China shop 这个英文表达当中的 China， 它的首字母是小写的哦。所以这里面的 China shop 其实并不是中国的意思，而是什么呀？瓷器店的意思。A boon in a China shop， 很多同学会把它翻译成什么呀？公牛在瓷器店里。那大家可以想象一个画面啊，就是摆放了满满的都是这个瓷器的这个商店，如果一只公牛冲进去会是什么样的画面？那因为公牛的脾气会比较暴躁，是不是？所以它首先进入到一个地方肯定会横冲直撞，所到之地所向披靡，所有的东西都碎了，是不是？哎，所以 boon in a China shop 其实它的意思表示的是什么呀？横冲直撞，言行不得体的意思。那我们来看一个例子。 She didn't invite John to her wedding because he might become a boon in a China shop. She didn't invite John to her wedding because he might become a boon in a China shop. 我们先去看前半句啊。 She didn't invite John to her wedding. 她的意思是她并没有邀请 John, 约翰啊去参加她的婚礼。为什么呢？Because he might become a boon in a China shop. 刚刚我们讲到了 a boon in a China shop 表示的是横冲直撞，言行不得体。那后半句的意思就是因为他也许会言行不得体。所以整个句子我们来讲啊，它就是这样的意思了。 She didn't invite John to her wedding because he might become a boon in a China shop. OK, 这是我们跟大家分享到的第一个 a boon in a China shop. 我们来回顾一下 a boon in a China shop. She didn't invite John to her wedding because he might become a boon in a China shop. She didn't invite John to her wedding becauseHe might become a boon in a China shop. All right, 那接下来我们跟大家分享到的呢是第二个 talk shop, talk shop, T-A-L-K, shop, S-H-O-P. 这又是什么意思呢？我们从一个例子当中来讲啊。I don't like to talk shop when we have dinner. It's too boring. I don't like to talk shop. 这里面我们提到了 talk shop.就是 talk shop 表示的含义就是什么呀？谈论公事的意思。所以在这个句子当中，我们说 I don't like to talk shop when we have dinner 表示的是我不喜欢在吃饭的时候啊谈论公事，因为这样太没意思了，是不是？所以我们了解到了原来 talk shop 它的意思是谈论公事，记住了 talk shop 它的意思是谈论公事。 I don't like to talk shop when we have dinner. It's too boringI don't like to talk shop when we have dinner. It's too boring. OK, 这是我们跟大家分享到的第二个 talk shop, 谈论公事。那接下来呢跟大家分享到的是 happy shop, 一家快乐的商店，是吗？其实 happy shop 表示的含义是酒店。听到这个关于这一点啊，小伙伴是不是觉得很诧异呢？我们一起来看一个例子啊。Let's stop off at the happy shop. Let's stop off.At the happy shop. Stop off 这个动词短语啊，它表示的是中途停留的意思。那这句话的意思是什么呀？我们在酒店处停下吧。所以这个 happy shop 其实表示的是什么呀？酒店的意思。 我们一定记住 happy shop 它的意思是酒店。我们来回顾一下 ，Let's stop off at the happy shop. Let's stop off at the happy shop.OK, 那么以上呢就是我们今天跟大家分享到的内容。我们再去回顾一下。So the first one is a boon in a China shop. A boon in a China shop. She didn't invite John to her wedding because he might become a boon in a China shop. She didn't invite John to her wedding because he might become a boon in a China shop. And number two, talk shop. Talk shop.I don't like to talk shop when we have dinner. It's too boring. I don't like to talk shop when we have dinner. It's too boring. And number three, happy shop. Happy shop. Let's stop off at the happy shop. Let's stop off at the happy shop.OK, 那以上呢就是我们今天跟大家分享到的关于 boon 的英文词汇以及表达。那 so much for today. See everyone.
You can run away, but you can't hide through a storm and through a lonely night. Then I show you there's a destiny. The best things in life, they are free. But if you wanna or let me know there's a place